This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Tuesday, July 5th, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author and researcher, will be joining us to discuss the shocking developments, which really aren't too shocking when you realize how corrupt this out-of-control bureaucracy and government is and foreign interests that have hijacked the nation. He'll be discussing with us what just happened about 45 minutes ago or less, and that is the FBI director, Mr. Comey, coming out and saying there will not be any indictment. We're also going to have Roger Stone joining us with huge breaking news and Trump information. And we are also going to have a roundtable discussion with Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and David Knight and myself from two of our studios here in Central Texas. But make no mistake, what you've seen happen is another signpost showing how deep we've gone down the rat hole. And this is really an arrogant declaration of independence against the rule of law.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before deciding whether to bring charges. There are obvious considerations like the strength of the evidence, especially regarding intent. Responsible decisions also consider the context of a person's actions and how similar situations have been handled in the past. In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts.
General Petraeus? And countless other cases? Here's the difference. When Colin Powell, in 1991, 1992, right until about 93 or so, when they left office, was doing this, email was brand new even in the executive branch of the government. Been around for decades in scientific circles. But it was a new thing. The rules and laws were developed after that, and by the 2008, 9s, 10s, they knew exactly what they were doing. That's why she was ordering them to cut the headers off of classified material. And she knew her servers were compromised. I guarantee you what this is them selling data. It's a Dropbox. And then she could just plausibly say, oh, I didn't know anybody was getting in there. It's better than going to the park and putting the briefcase, you know, under the park bench, as countless spies have been caught doing, or leaving it in their trash, and then the spies come by and get it. She can try to deny what's happened. And it's Lynch meeting in secret with Clinton on the plane last week, and things like that that really show the criminal intent. And there's clear charges that she's lied to federal officers. There's clear evidence that she has tried to deceive Congress. And the FBI director is clearly compromised and is clearly moving this country towards light-speed dictatorship, because the sky's the limit. Imagine if you're Hillary Clinton right now. What's going through your mind? That you can get away with anything. Now, in an earlier part of the press conference, he built up the criminal negligence. He built up how horrible it was. And a, quote, strong slap on the wrist is what CNN said. A strong slap on the wrist? Maybe if her constituents cared. But they love criminality by their own party. They love foreign interest in the Saudis giving her $100 million in Gulf states. They don't care if they're throwing gays off buildings and chopping their heads off. It's not about that. It's about virtue signaling to each other that they're trendy and they're good and they care. The truth is they're a bunch of pirates that want to loot the middle class further and want more free goodies. And Hillary is promising her minions she will do that. Now, if the way Barack Obama treated black Americans, less visits to inner city areas, funding to actual programs that were helping inner city people being cut, black unemployment roughly doubling, and more than doubling the average unemployment growth that we saw here in the United States. So it's truly sickening. We've got that clip coming up and a lot more. It's a big broadcast today. We're also going to open the phones up so you can sound off and give us your take on the situation. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Crooked Hillary above the law.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Oh man, I'm angry.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They've been running the clock on us. We've been hearing for a year that Comey is a tough guy and is going to indict Hillary. Because after all, they have to. Look what they did to Petraeus for far less. It's not just her engaged in espionage, putting classified material on a server, and then foreign donors giving her money to her foundation. What it was a Dropbox in my educated research view. The bottom line is she knew what she was doing. So regardless, it's espionage. Where are the espionage charges? Forget violating, the National Security Act or whatever. Forget violating a secrecy act with secret documents. That's bad enough. It's nothing compared to the willful intent of knowing you're on a compromised server and then lying to the public and saying she didn't have the server, or saying she didn't know it had been hacked, or saying it never had been hacked. Just a few months ago, our reporters talked to her on the campaign trail. She was still saying her servers weren't hacked when everyone knew a year ago they were. And now the FBI director's come out and said they were hacked. It was very frustrating watching the press conference because he says all the horrible things she's done, or he says a lot of it, and then he just says, by the way, we're not going to indict because no reasonable prosecutor could prosecute her with this information. What? Ladies and gentlemen, The lying to federal officers, the lying to Congress, changing her story so many times, it makes my head spin. You have her right there. And then you've got her getting money from third world dictators to then take restrictions off the State Department for technology and weapons transfers. That's a whole separate area. And the missile secrets in the 90s and the communist Chinese, on and on and on. Roger Stone's coming on about it today. We're going to repost the top of InfoWars.com story he wrote for us exclusively for July 4th that gets into reminding folks the documented technology, the entire system, the miniaturization systems, the reentry systems, the multiple warhead targeting systems, the MIRV technology, the first stage boost technology, the second stage boost technology, the reentry technology, the GPS systems, everything, the entire shop of ICBM technology developed here in the United States. Second to none. The German technology we had developed by the 60s is better than what the Russians have today, but all the designs were accidentally destroyed to a whole group of rockets, not just the Saturn series. And I don't want to digress, but this is the deliberate sabotage of this country. By the way, the Russians have the best super heavy boosters, but in a bunch of other classes, the United States have better ones. And the point is that we have to go to Russia now to get our boosters. And then what was left of our technology was given to the communist Chinese. I mean, this is just the most flagrant, over-the-top, ridiculous treason you could imagine. But I'm digressing. Today I want to talk about the crimes of Hillary Clinton. Because the court of public opinion, they may think they're above the law and declared independence against the people and against rule of law. But let me tell you something. You can't stop the court of public opinion. And you can't stop the American people across the board realizing that under this globalist economic system, we're being screwed over. And Obama was used as the leftist front to get that globalist corporatist agenda through. And now they're going to have the ridiculous stunt of a woman with her female running mate is the word. And that half her cabinet will be women. This is a total stunt gimmick. Absolute, complete gimmick. And so we're going to get to hear that we're against women now because we're against this crime boss, Hillary Clinton. And she stole the nomination openly from Bernie Sanders, openly. And, of course, he rolled over. And just everything's being given to her because she is so incredibly compromised. And now there's new reports out. Huma, Hillary flouted protocol, used burn bags to destroy documents prohibited by federal regulations and laws. Aberdeen also admitted to being aware of her obligation to delete federal records or destroy federal records. Again, aware of her obligation not to delete federal records, not to delete federal records or store federal records. So they're all admitting that they broke the law now and saying that they were ordered to do this by Hillary. And it's like, it's okay. As long as you all say she ordered you to do it, she's above the law, so everybody gets a pass. So there's the headline. FBI recommends no charges against Clinton in email probe. I had Dan Bongino, senior retired Secret Service agent. And he's like, no, they're going to indict her. That's the word. No, they're not. Because we have the word directly from the highest levels. And we told you here last week that she would not be indicted with Larry Nichols and with others. And Trump, you notice, came out a day before anybody else did and said, the word is no indictment for crooked Hillary. Because don't think for a minute the average FBI agent and even senior people are not completely freaked out by this. This woman is completely, absolutely a total megalomaniac. In fact, I took an image of her today that really shows her evil, and I tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. At least I was getting ready to when we were about to go live. I asked Don to do it. He's probably already done it. Can you guys go to my Twitter for TV viewers? I want to show folks the tweet I put out. And then I'm going to go to Trump's tweet and just read through these. And just imagine having this guy as president versus Hillary, who CNN had up there in a white outfit like she was a goddess, and then flared the iris up where she burns like a god, and they said, "Golden God." This is who the power structure wants. And because she will be like a god politically, when all these criminals get behind her and make her above the law, she can do anything she wants. And she said what that is. Start a bunch of wars, jack up taxes, come after our guns, go after better clingers. It's on. Let's go back to my Twitter, please. Real Alex Jones. Very evil image of Hillary. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Scroll back down. There you go. Look at that look on her face. If you're a radio listener, go to Real Alex Jones. By the way, it's come out that, you know, Hillary has 90-some percent fake Twitter followers, and so does Obama, and so does Michelle Obama. We don't have any fake followers. We don't want fake followers. I can go out and buy 10 million followers for like $20,000, and most of them aren't even real people, and then say how big I am on Twitter. Our 3 million people that follow us on Facebook, real. 400,000 people that follow us on Twitter, altogether it's about 1 million, real. But if you need, but you do need to follow us there, because we were kind of late to the game getting into Twitter years ago, and it's important to be able to stay in contact with you on more platforms. But going back to the image that says it all, there's certainly a Ben Garrison image that says, "I'm with her, the Grim Reaper," showing all the different wars she started and lied about. And then I see some leftists going, "Oh, but it was okay when George Bush did it." No, we were against that. The difference is, Bush didn't actually openly aid ISIS and al-Qaeda to go in and overthrow Christian countries and our allies like Egypt, or double-cross Gaddafi and set him up, or double-cross Assad to try to put ISIS in. That's, let's be conservative, 50 times worse than Assad. Overthrowing our 30-plus year allies who were pro-Western and had brought real stability to Egypt. They overthrew them, and they blew up more than 300 churches and killed over 100,000 Christians. And the Egyptian military said, "Why are you backing ISIS and al-Qaeda?" Before it was even known as ISIS. That's what our government did. That's who Hillary's behind. That's who she works with. That's who these people are. They are out to get us, folks. They're not playing games. They're bizarre. And Hillary's promising to go to the center if she gets elected. Bull. She is never going to stop. She is going to go for total broke once she's in office. And this is America's make it or break it time. And I'm here to tell you, everybody is going to rue the day that we didn't stop Hillary Clinton. I don't enjoy going up against a crime boss like her. I don't enjoy actually mobilizing people nationwide in something that is, at my level, a very dangerous exercise. I'm a father of three. But I'm here to tell you, my children have no future in the long term if we don't turn this around, so I'm all in. And I know you're all in as well. And believe me, Bill Clinton looks like he's about to die any minute. Hillary Clinton looks completely mentally ill. Even if she gets into office, though, I think she'll end up collapsing or going insane or something, because she's definitely mentally ill. She's definitely on drugs. She's definitely burnt out. So don't worry. God works in mysterious ways. We've just got to do the right thing, and God will carry us the rest of the way with providence. Because there's a lot of awakening happening right now. And who knows? They may bring Hillary in, and then the global collapse happens, and you know, world government gets in more trouble. Look at the British exit and what's happening with 30 nations wanting to leave the euro right now. So, you know what? We just got to move forward, do the right thing. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. Now, I'm going to open the phones up, and I want first-time callers in the first round to be able to speak specifically to the non-indictment and where you think this is going. Do you think there'll be talk of other indictments? I think this shows the sky's the limit for the establishment. I think this shows a blank check, a declaration of independence against due process. But I want to know a declaration of independence against justice, a declaration of independence by the criminals on July 4th against the American people. That's what this is all about. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. What do you think the next shoe to drop will be? Well, let's go out to break with Crooked Hillary. This is the FBI director, recommends no charges. Here it is.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before deciding whether to bring charges. There are obvious considerations like the strength of the evidence, especially regarding intent. Responsible decisions also consider the context of a person's actions and how similar situations have been handled
in the past. Let's go to break. In similar situations, they've indicted people. And what you have done here, a little bit of a Freudian slip there, is they set a precedent now where prosecutors are going to say, oh, you got thousands of documents foreign governments are accessing, every one of them is a felony. That's okay.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Really is divided into two different groups of people, those that are informed and those that are uninformed. And there are some people that are informed that are trying to build a free, open society. There are other people that are informed that are feeding on the groups that are not aware of what's happening. And it is the arrogance, it is the fact that so many ignorant people are willfully ignorant and like to be ignorant, that really is our downfall overall. And there's videos up on Infowars.com where the majority of Americans out on the street in California think the United States is 2016 years old. They believe that years go forward from that point, not the birth and death of Christ. We have videos, 4th of July, where people don't know how many stars are on the American flag, and they don't know why. And they don't know why they celebrate it. And understand something. We don't put these videos out with our correspondent, Mark Dice, at Infowars.com, because we want to feel elitist about this. Drudge doesn't link to them because of that. It's not, oh, look at these morons, let's laugh at them like jaywalking and celebrating the ignorance. I don't even think Jay Leno was celebrating the ignorance. He was pointing out how scary, in fact, he said that before, it was they were so stupid. And that's who Hillary is pitching things to, saying, don't be racist, vote for me. Do you have any idea how racist Hillary Clinton is against the human race? She's a psychopath. That means you're the opposite of a philanthropist. A philanthropist, in its base term, means a fan of humanity. The globalists are not fans of humanity. And Hillary is not a fan. But she virtue signals all day long and tells you she's a fan. But look at her charitable records. They're almost zero. Joe Biden's, Obama. Look at the studies from Europe, Canada, the U.S., Australia. Leftists are the most stingy, hateful people you will ever find. Because they're criminal minds. They're mentally ill. They want to be in charge. And they want you to think that they're virtuous like you are, and that they're so virtuous, you should be guilty, and then humbly follow their orders. They're bullies. I was talking to a doctor of psychology yesterday who got out of it because it's so corrupt. And he was already successful in other businesses. And he just said, no, it's totally now claiming someone's been a bully so you can reverse roles and be a bully against them but feel good about yourself. And that's what they do. And that's why Trump being aggressive and confident in these criminals' faces is the only way to go, because we need confidence in this country and this world to stand up against the thugs. And if you don't know that in Europe and the United States and other areas, the left are a bunch of thugs. Absolutely, there's right-wing thugs and right-wing corruption, because the same globalists are manipulating both political systems towards the same authoritarian end. It's just with the left, they're able to go so incredibly far because it's a cult. The constituents of the mindset just lazily want to feel good about themselves, decide they're the good guys, and everybody else outside of that is the bad guys. They're the most insular, believe what they want to believe, ignorant group of people you can imagine. I mean, I really try to disprove my ideas. I really try to talk to other groups, and I really try to understand things, and I really am open-minded. I'm a libertarian. I'm a real liberal, and I'm very offended by the modern fascistic left. I really am. And I just wonder how bad it's going to get in the next administration, because I thought Bush was bad. Boy, I thought he was bad. And then every real liberal out there, whether it be somebody like, again, a Jonathan Turley, constitutional lawyer, or whether it be somebody like Bill Paglia, I mean, countless others say, oh, no, you know, they have the Green Party. Oh, yeah, Obama's 3 to 10 times, depending on who you hear from, 3 to 10 times worse than Bush. And they have metrics and studies showing this. You know, Turley said it was 3 times worse like 5, 6 years ago. 3 times worse. That's a conservative estimate. 3 times worse against the press and against whistleblowers and against the economy and crony deals and big corporations giving money, and then the government shuts down their competition as the country falls apart. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back and play the clip where the FBI director goes through all the bad things Hillary did but said there's no evidence, play a few other clips talking about how her server was hacked, and then we're going to go right to your phone calls. Jerry, Nick, Brady, Robert, Kenneth, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. By the way, people see the urgency. They understand what's going on, and they responded. So thank you for the support. Thank you for supporting yourselves. Big success with the July 4th mega sale on all the different preparedness items from Storable Foods, the Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine, to heirloom seeds, the water filtrations, you name it, 24% off. I'm extending that right through the week, the Independence sale.
March. The Empire's on the run.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Central Asia, the Middle East, Africa. They all got hit by ISIS.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And nowhere in the news did they say that it was Islamic terror. Most places didn't even say ISIS. They report that Istanbul, formerly Constantinople, basically has no tourists there now. And no one ever says it's Islam. It's Islam on a giant jihad march worldwide. When you look at what's happening in Europe, I've got stacks of news articles here. Mainstream news where they admit multi-1,000% increases in rapes in Germany, Sweden, France, and other areas. And the police on record are ordered to cover up that it's Islamic. Almost all of it. Then they have Swedish ministers come out, I have an article here, and say it's the fault of the Swedes that when the Muslims do it, it's not really a big deal. It's bad when Swedes do it, even though Swedes basically don't rape. leftist politician. It's worse when Swedish men rape women than when migrants do. See, that's the upside-down world where, oh, we have a multi-thousand-percent rape epidemic, the capital of rape now in Europe. Oh, let's just blame the Swedes. Remember the Green Party came out and blamed German women? And the mayor of Cologne blamed the German women? Well, you shouldn't look so sexy, sweetheart. Swedish women now, the police hand out bracelets that say in Swedish, don't touch me. You can't make this stuff up. And they are, in the Idaho case of the little girl that supposedly got sexually assaulted, the police have come out basically under orders from the city council and said, well, we were told to keep all this secret, but there was an assault. It was sexual, but it wasn't rape. And there were three teenagers involved or led by one teenager. And most of it's true, but the Washington Post said InfoWars is discredited because we linked to a story that basically turned out to be accurate. Idaho refugee rape. Obama justice official threatens Americans who criticize migrant programs. Yeah, they're now saying it's hate speech to say that a lot of these folks are rapists. That's the culture. Unattended woman is fair game. And if a woman can be raped, then they get charged with the rape, not the man. This is the upside-down sicko world. And they had the Washington Post and others over the weekend, countless articles saying that we are that we created the story and that we were wrong. But then when you read the article, it admits that we were right, but we didn't create the story. 20 girls molested in new Cologne-style attacks in Swedish Rockfest. That's a new one from Friday. That's RT reporting that. They'll probably have the Washington Post say it's my fault, too. They'll just say it's not true when it is, and then say I said it when I didn't. I'm looking at Drudge, Syrian refugee, raped little girl at knife point in Idaho. All false. And that's the police chief. Then it goes into blaming Drudge, goes into blaming InfoWars, because they go, oh, they were from Iraq and Sudan. But that's what they call all the refugees now, is Syrian. They are refugees. They were brought in. They were brought in by the feds. And then you call them Syrian. We're the ones that explain that almost none of them are Syrian. They've been letting less than 1% Christians in, when Syria is 20% Christian. Now there's a new statistics out that, well, some of the newer groups, 3% they're letting in because of pressure. So see, that's how the media works. They put the lies out. We expose them. They double back to their own lies like a dog going to its vomit and then say that we're wrong because they're refugees, Muslim refugees from North Africa, Northeast Africa, and Iraq. That's why they got jihadis of every color and shape and white, black, Asian, Arab pouring into Syria because it was a partially industrialized nation with a lot of farms, a lot of production, a lot of good people, because there's obviously a lot of Christians there. It's mainly a crypto nation, crypto Christian. You know, they claim it's 20-something percent, but it's more like 50% was really Christian. They've been secretly operating as Christians while the country's been more prosperous. Everyone's not running around killing each other for fun because they want to steal their property. And so now it is a burgeoning, growing country until this whole invasion began. And then now that the Syrians have been beating them, they got the jihadis can't go back to their own countries. Saudi Arabia won't take them. Sudan won't take them. No. So they go through Turkey and Erdogan and come to Europe. And I'm going to stop there and go to your phone calls. Vermont town debates welcome for 100 Syrians as Trump pushes ban. And by the way, that's Bloomberg. When you hear there's 100 coming to your town, 10 times that. That's been the metric in Europe and here. I'm going to explain this very, very slowly. They also claim that we claim in the Washington Post that the numbers are much higher. They did the same thing in Europe where they'd say it was 100,000 a year when it was over 1 million a year. And Obama claims it's under 100,000 when, ladies and gentlemen, it's tens of thousands in Austin, Texas alone, hundreds per school this year. over 230 in 1 year to the high school I graduated from in Northwest Hills, a smaller high school. I called other high schools. So did my other reporters. Every high school is jam-packed with Syrian refugees. They're not Syrians, most of them. And most of the refugees aren't children. Most of them are military-age men. So in my high school, I have something like 1,500 students, just added almost 232, I think. They just added that. Imagine how big these numbers are, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the numbers are staggering. And our government, I don't mean to digress into this, has got our borders wide open. We have seen terror attacks in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Central Asia, killing close to 1,000 people since last Friday. And you don't hear anything except, oh, we're going to take more of your rights away and have more airport security and track Americans. How about you just don't bring more of these people in? They don't live with each other in peace. It's not like we're bringing in Iraqi physicist professors. It's not like we're bringing in, Persian scientist or something to go to our universities or to be professors. Sure, you can bring folks over that are leaving that and don't want to be part of it and have denounced it. Bring the Christians. Bring the real political dissidents. Bring the Muslim heretics in who don't want to be under radical Islam. Bring reformers in. But do not bring the foaming at the mouth loons. There's a new video today on Infowars.com of two visually impaired people trying to get a cab, and they won't let them in. And if you live in London, most of the cab drivers now are Muslim. And they work in these groups. I experienced it last time I was in England, where they wouldn't take us to the airport that was 3 miles away. And I went down the cab queue of like 20 Muslims, and none of them would take me. And then a British old guy pulled up and he goes, yeah, they do that. They all work together. And you can't say anything or you get called racist. And they were demanding £50 to take me like 3 miles to the Hyatt. And we're just refusing. They said, no, we only go to London. And they just hated us so much. And finally, after I sat there, and I even got it on video, I never put it out, I finally, a British guy pulls up and he goes, no, they're not supposed to do that. You know, it's the law. They're supposed to take you wherever you want. That's why they pull up here at the airport, but they gouge everybody. He goes, where are you going? And I said, the Hyatt, 3 miles away. And he goes, that'll be £6. That's like $10. I got in, gave the guy a tip of like 10 extra pounds. And he apologizes, an old guy, loading our bags out, and he goes, it's kind of sad, you know, but it just gets worse. But I'll try to say something about it, but they sure give everybody a hard time. It's not like things used to be here in England. One old English guy, folks, gave me the service and drove me, because that's how he wants to be treated. He don't want to be there and screwed over, but I know I'm a Kaffir. I know I'm an outsider. I'm a nobody. I'm a subhuman. I deserve to pay you £50 to go 3 miles. What is that, overcharging me 10 times? I deserve to be charged 10 times over by guys wearing freaking pajamas because I'm a white guy. But I saw them doing it to Asians, other people. If you weren't a Muslim, you were a dumbass, and they were all going to sit there and screw you over together. And I've talked to Joe Biggs and others that have been in heavy combat all over, and they say the Muslims weren't like that even in Iraq and places. It's who they're bringing in, folks. They're bringing in vetting, just like the father-in-law or the brother-in-law of the guy at the nightclub, at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. He's running a major refugee operation. His dad went to the White House, all this stuff. They're bringing jihadis in. That's why they act like this. And I'll tell you, it is giving. Because I've talked to the experts. It's giving regular Muslims a bad name. You can argue all Islam is radical, its Orthodox version is like this, but this is who Hillary's bringing in. This is who she's allied with. This is what she's up to. And I'm going to go to your calls. I apologize. Let me play the Kumi clip because I talked about it. I already played the clip where he says no charges for her. We should probably play that just one more time. It's about 20 seconds long. Then I'm going to play FBI director gets into criminal neglect, but then turns around, though, and says no prosecutor would go after her. That is the biggest lie I've ever seen. Here's the no indictment clip.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before deciding whether to bring charges. There are obvious considerations like the strength of the evidence, especially regarding intent. Responsible decisions also consider the context of a person's actions and how similar situations have been handled in the past. In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts.
Wow, that sets an incredible precedent right there. Total declaration of independence that they're above the law. Let's go to the next clip. It's about 2 minutes long, and I'm going right to Jerry and others. This is where he lays out, though, what she did. It's far worse than this, but let me tell you, this is not criminal neglect. This is conscious lying to Congress, lying to the FBI, cutting the tops off the secret documents, ordering her staff to engage in crimes. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is like the cops pull up the bank and the bank robbers are walking out with the bags of money in their hands. And there's surveillance footage of them screaming, saying, get on the floor or I'll kill you. I mean, it's open, it's shut. I'll tell you what's open and shut now, that these people are given a green light to go crazy. And then what do you do when you have a lawless government ruling over you? Well, you're smart about it. You don't let them start a civil war so that the resistance is just against the general government itself that's as disgusted as anybody else is. But you got to navigate that, be as wise as a, what is it, wise as a serpent and peaceful as a dove. But at some point, you know, this thing turns into 1776 because they're going to push it. They're going to offensively come for our guns. That's what kicked it all off at 1775 at Lexington Concord.
That Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. For example, 7 email chains concerned matters that were classified at the top secret special access program at the time they were sent and received. Those chains involve Secretary Clinton both sending emails about those matters and receiving emails about those same matters. There is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those with whom she was corresponding about those matters should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation. In addition to this highly sensitive information, we also found information that was properly classified as secret by the U.S. intelligence community at the time it was discussed on email. That is, excluding any later up-classified emails. None of these emails should have been on any kind of unclassified system, but their presence is especially concerning because all of these emails were housed on unclassified personal servers, not even supported by full-time security staff, like those found at agencies and departments of the United States government, or even with a commercial email service like Gmail. I think it's also important to say something about the marking of classified information. Only a very small number of the emails here containing classified information bore markings that indicated the presence of classified information. But even if information is not marked classified in an email, participants who know or should know that the subject matter is classified are still obligated to protect it. And while not the focus of our investigation, we also developed evidence that the security culture of the State Department, in general and with respect to the use of unclassified systems in particular, was generally lacking in the kind of care for classified information.
All right, let's stop right there. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Here's the deal. He called it a year ago, Larry Nichols, former Clinton insider. He said that they were having the media push the email thing because they knew how it would end in the end. And that would be a distraction from all the other incredible corruption, the missile secrets, the rapes, Obama and Hillary and the persecution of Christians. But imagine with everything we've seen what they're going to do now. It's a big question to ask because this is truly some of the most open, brazen, above the law declaration of tyranny I've ever seen. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry from Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I appreciate your show very much. I've been listening for about 5 years. I'm a government contractor, and I've been working for 5 years, and we have training that we have to do 4 times a year. And in that training list is information protection. The first thing they cover is you cannot store any government information on any cell phones, any other emails. You can't send it to your private email. You can't send it to somebody else's private email unless that email is a business that we are doing business with. This is a choice. This is something when I just heard the first clip you played and the second clip you played, and they're talking about whether it's confidential, whether it's classified information, whatever it is, that's a bunch of bull, okay? Because you have to save every bit of government information.
Sure, it's all compartmentalized, sometimes not even wired into the internet as it gets more classified. And the fact is Lynch met with Clinton knowing it was illegal last week. That's what I'm saying. They're doing this all on purpose to just set the precedent that they're above the law.
That's exactly what I'm saying. This is a choice because she knew better. She has to take that training. Everybody has to take that training. And the thing of it is she knew you can't delete even one. You can't, the only kind of email you can delete is if somebody says they're having a retirement party, something like that. That's the only kind of email you can delete. You have to store all government business documents on their servers.
Absolutely. And then she knew it was compromised by foreign governments. It's espionage, folks. Thank you, Jerry.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Not a union, not a big businessman, and it's going out as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to roll on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole government's gonna be against
you. Look, it's like Benghazi. For 13 hours plus, they sit there and watch the stand down take place. For 8 hours, they watch the firefight go on. Everybody who is in the military and understands how that works, or the thousands that saw it on the Predator drone feeds, or the thousands that have since seen the recordings of those feeds, know there was a stand down. We have the witnesses who received the stand down. So we know they're lying. Just like we know about the servers. She first said she didn't have separate servers and didn't have separate emails. Remember the head of the Environmental Protection Agency had to resign a few years ago because she had secret emails? They operate outside of government oversight and citizen oversight with these systems. But with Hillary, it goes far further. She knew foreign governments had penetrated. She knew they were getting that data. Now, unless it was some super secret program to feed them disinfo or something, like the Enigma machines or whatever, we know it is espionage. But the fact that they brought all this out in front of everyone just shows it's just what Larry Nichols said. It's meant to break our will. It's not breaking my will. I'm going to Robert in Tennessee and others here in a moment. I'm not going to belabor this, but we are extending the July 4th Independence Day specials. We are extending those right through this week because folks have really been taking advantage of it. 20 to 40% off all of the super high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off all Alexa Pure water filters. 20% off all Alexa Pure air filters. 20% off Survival Shield Nation Iodine X Tube. We are extending this. And, folks, it's now time to get prepared. It's now time to get ready with all the global upheaval, you name it. The globalists are instituting economic situations. They're instituting wars. They want to make us dependent on them. It is a no-brainer that we all get prepared and we all get ready. We're going to fly Hillary for prison banners over the RNC and the DNC, and the purchase of Hillary for prison T-shirts is what helps fund that. And regardless of whether she gets indicted in a federal court, we have indicted her in the court of public opinion, and we are convicting her in this campaign. We must defeat Hillary Clinton. A vote for justice, a vote for people not being above the law. My gosh, we got to get Donald Trump in there. My gosh, Hillary is a crime boss. Imagine what she'll do if we don't kick her out. And they're going to engage in election fraud, but it's hard to beat a landslide. She's already stolen it from Bernie Sanders. This is such a rigged system, just as Donald Trump says. Robert in Tennessee, thanks for holding. What's your take on this?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
Good. First of all, I just want to say I'm a big fan. You've woken up myself, my family, friends. And it's really amazing what you guys over at, you and your crew do.
We do have an amazing crew. We do have an amazing crew.
In fact, I just this weekend got my Hillary for prison shirt in the mail. So I'm looking forward to promoting freedom this upcoming election season. But I just had a quick point and a question I wanted to ask you. I just literally read the news about Hillary not being charged for what she's been criminally been involved in just minutes before you went on air. And I kind of got a sick feeling in my stomach because it just goes to show how corrupt our government really is.
And, I did, too. I did, too. I got nauseous. I was in a good mood this morning, and then I saw that. I'm just in a terrible mood now. But I'm not going to let her break my will. She's over the top. She's arrogant. Look how freaked out Comey looked. He looked like a fox caught with a big old rabbit in his mouth, you know, in the rabbit coop or the chicken coop. I mean, he looked like he was freaked out. Look, this isn't good for these crooks. We've reached that moment where the crooks can't help themselves, and they're uncloaking themselves. It's going to get rough, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. Good to hear from you, Robert. Sorry to hear you felt sick about that. That's a normal response, though. Kenneth, Vincent, Nick, Brady, stay with us.
Today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers.